The Players Lounge.
Hey, what's up? Once again, it's Nick Banks. Welcome back to this episode of The Players Lounge. So this week I have a really entertaining show. For those of you who do not know, this is a show of sports and entertainment. And this week I have somebody on the show that I find extremely entertaining. And then that's my friend, actor and comedian and host, Rodney Perry. For those of you who do not know Rodney Perry, he's a co-host for TV One's Who's Got Jokes with Bill Bellamy and Tommy Ford. Mr. Perry and I plan to talk about a lot of stuff, okay? And there's going to be parts probably where we're talking about pictures. Those pictures will be uploaded to the website. Also, about the music. This week is my birthday, so I'm just basically playing music and programming music that just makes me feel good. You know what I'm saying? 1 year older, 1 year wiser come Saturday, and I just want everybody out there just to listen in and have a great time. So sit back, relax, and I hope you enjoy. Okay, so we have comedian Rodney Perry. I want to welcome you to the Players Lounge.
What's up, Banks? How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm excited that I'm considered a player. You know, I feel like I'm doing something with my life.
All right. Well, you know, you're doing a lot. I would say this about you. We've known each other
for a while. And, like, I meet people on events and things that I go to, especially Hollywood people. No, call me. But one thing I will say about you, like, you're very down to earth. You're extremely cool person. And I love your vibe. You hit me for Mother's Day or call me and just try to find out if I'm okay or how we doing over here. So I really love that about you, and I want to say that. So besides blowing up on Michael Bay's Ben and being on Chelsea Lately, and you're showing TV One, so tell me what you got going on.
Well, of course, Who's Got Jokes? We're coming back for our third season on TV One. Myself, Bill Bellamy, and Tommy Ford. That kicks off October 11th.
My birthday.
Is that your birthday?
Yes.
How lucky are we?
I know, right?
Right? So that's our show kickoff. And this year we did a little something different. We traveled with our show. So we went to Birmingham, Alabama. We shot shows there. We shot in Washington, D.C. And we went to Germany. We shot in Germany this year, too. And we went and entertained the troops. And so it was kind of dope to be up close and personal with the people that defend our country, because if this war has us so far detached from it, it don't seem real until you start really meeting those people. So that was a big deal for me to go over there to Germany and meet a lot of our, you know, Air Force and Army guys and Navy men and women that are doing their jobs over there. So that's going on. I got a movie with Matt Damon coming out.
Big Matt?
I did a movie. Yeah, man, I did a movie with Matt Damon called The Informant. Now, I don't want to make it sound like more than it is. It's a film. I'm in it, but I'm in one scene. So, it's a really a good deal. I'm in a scene with Matt. And
okay.
Director is Steven Soderbergh, who did all the Ocean.
Well, movies. I love Soderbergh.
So, he was super cool. He said he was going to use my scene in the trailer. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to that coming out. And, you know, it's the little things in Hollywood that can really catapult you into, like, you know, the limelight. So hopefully this could be one of those things for me, you know. And I'm set to star in an independent film real soon with myself and Michael Collier and a few other my comedic friends around L.A. I'm kind of helping the cast, that, you know, you know, a lot of times you don't get a chance to be in a movie with people that you really like.
Right. So tell me what that movie is about.
It's about two guys that want to be in the film business. And so they just straight hood, they straight ghetto, they straight gully. And they have one of their boys playing the lead role, and he backs out of them. So they go kidnap like a Blair Underwood type of dude and make this dude the leader they fell. So they just gang him, keep him in the trunk of the car, and pull him out to improvise scenes with real people.
It sounds crazy.
And they end up, it's bananas, and it's going to be, I think it could possibly be like one of those hood classics. So that's what we're shooting for, to make something just retarded, funny, and you know, just take it to the next level. And then I'm going to have my tour. My tour is going to launch in February. Rodney Perry's Big Comedy Review, me, Big Daddy Kane. As of right now, that's me and him are definitely signed on, and Ollie Woodson from the Temptations are signed on, and we want to just merge our three styles of entertainment in one show, and, you know, kind of resurrect Big Daddy Kane, and people that love Ollie Woodson and the fans of his come out, and the Rodney Perry fans can come out as well.
Okay, first of all, I have to say a couple things about Big Daddy Kane. I grew up right in the same neighborhood as him. So him, him and my sister's best friend, I'm going way back now, like third, fourth grade, but him and my sister's best friend actually dated. Her brother and him were best friends. They dated, they have a kid together, that's something else. But I'm just saying,
wow.
I'm just saying, like, I remember when the family moved off the block. They lived on Lewis Avenue. And I ended up going to the house, and then his father was packing up hats. You remember how back in the day, Kane was like the premier fast for fashion, and he was like a pimp?
Yeah. Kane was like the precursor to Jay-Z, really.
Well, he influenced Jay. Like, Jay says that, and he, you know, he pays homage to Kane. Kane really was the precursor to a lot of stuff that came out of Bed-Stuy after that. And he was actually an inspiration for a lot of people in the hood, because we felt like we could because he could. I mean, he literally when his family moved, it was like in the 90s. It wasn't even really when he was hot. But no lie, I will never forget, his father was packing boxes and boxes of hats. Straight felt fedoras and like pimps. I was like, oh, now I know where your son get his style from. And you know, and old daddy Kane started laughing. I said, you know what?
Wait a minute. Did you just call him old daddy Kane?
Well, I can't call him big daddy Kane. What am I calling him? Bigger big daddy Kane? That's the father.
Wow, that's gangster right there.
Players lounge, let it roll, get bold. I just can't hold back a fold, cause I'm a man with soul and control and effects. So what the heck, rock the discotheques and this groove is what's next. Attack, react, exact, a Mac, I move you with a strong song as long as you groove to this. I keep the crowd loud when you hype, do damage on stage and injure the mic. As I shoot the gift, MC stand stiff while my rhymes stick to you like Skippy and Jip. Feel my blood fist on my death kiss, the rap soloist, you don't want none of this. Supreme in this era, I reign with terror. When I grab the mic, believe you're gonna hear a fascinating rhyme as I enchant them. So let's all sing the Big Daddy anthem. Go with the flow, my rhymes grow like an afro. I entertain a gain and cane, I never have no problem. I can sneeze, sniffle, or cough. Even if I stutter, I'ma still come off. Cause rappers can't understand the mics I rip. They sure enough ain't equipped, that's why they got flipped. But my apparatus is up to status. Don't ask who the baddest. Of course, that is the make or break or take on. My rhymes ache the head, put it to bed. So watch what's said. Say the bass for the pipe and rearrange the tone. I take a loss and be forced in the danger zone. Cause I can kill and kill at will. Teaching a skill that's real, you're no frill. So just stand still and chill as I feel. Science I drill until my rhymes fill. Your head up. Don't even get up. The teacher is teaching, so just shut up.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
I can't hold it back.
Now break it loose. Take a step back, or you will soon regret that you ever had to confront me, and you can bet that I come correct, perfect, and full effect. Disconnect, dissect, eject, and Zyrex shop. Static command with the clan, caravan or band, we go man for man. And without further ado or any delay, Mr. C, as we say, calling the DJ, Mad Money Murph with the triple M. Smoother barber, keeping my flat top trimmed. Scoop love of my brother, scrap love of the other. Dancers of the crew, so allow the boys to smother the floor and endure just for your pleasure. As the microphone, Lord, proceed to get more. Acrobatic, Asiatic, rap fanatic, I get dramatic, and rhymes start flowing automatically for me. So don't play me, obey me, when asked who's the best, you better slay me. I'm sending sucker MCs heading north, and if you still want some, set it off. For you to cope, it's just a wish and a hope. And if you are what you eat, then feed me dope. Cause I'm just about as dope as dope can get. Ultimate, legit, pain is a perfect fit. The king of my kingdom, completing a cipher. The lyrics I bring them keep the crowd hyper. As I release the masterpiece, the groove will never cease until Kane says peace. So, maestro, yo, hit it. Big Daddy Kane's about to come with it. Cause
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
I can't hold it back.
Forget D, this goes out to Horse, Dog, Pig, Miami, Slop, and of course my man Big Shot, AD Money, Neil, to my man KK, Von Gita, D Smooth, Out West, Can't Forget Jam, Footloose and Locate, to my man Mont, Steve, G, Mark, Howard, Logie, Teely, and the whole posse from the jungle. To my man Jamel from Queens. Of course, the one known as Ant Live. Federal B. The Debonair 3. Frank Nitti, Ike Capone. Mel Kwan and Shabazz. The whole Brooklyn posse. Blase, blase. And may I send this out to the one known as AJ Fresh. Peace, my brother.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
It feels good. the last night was so fun. Loving 101. I was holding you so tight. Now I just might make you my wife. Cause you know it feels good to know that I'll be there. It feels good to know that I can relax when I'm with you. It feels good to know I can be by your side. It feels good having you around. It always feels good to me. You know that I love you. Yeah. You know that I want you. Feels good.
The mellow, quite a nice fellow. Met 3T, hit a rhyme a cappello. They had the rhythm and I had the rhyme. So then I hit it that one more time. It worked out and then they worked it in. Tony has done it again.
Feels good. Yeah. It feels good.
You and Michael Bazin. It seems like every time I turn around or turn on the radio, I'm like, it's Rodney Perry.
I connected with Bazin on a couple of different levels. Like, he saw me inside of a little club in LA, and you know how you had those little moments in your life where you're like, I'm not going to that pool. Mm-hmm. But you end up going, and that was the night when I first met him. And you know, he's from Chicago, I'm from Chicago, so we connected on that level. And then the people that produce Who's Got Joe start producing his show.
Oh, okay.
So while they were producing his show, he was like, yo, I get a call one day, and yo, George Wilborn can't do these live dates that Michael is doing, and Michael wants you. And it just all kind of worked out, because he had just saw me live, they just did a deal, and then, you know, and my name was just circulating around. And so I started doing some of the live dates. And really, you know, outside of the guys that are touring, that are on the radio, like Steve Harvey, Michael Bazin, the only radio personality that does live shows, you
right.
know, with the R&B act and the comics that are out there right now. Well, he kind of tagged me for that. And what I appreciate about him is how he's the voice of our community on a lot of levels right now. People go to the Michael Bazin show when they want to see, you know, what's going on with Dennis Six or what's going on with this debate and whatnot. So he's a good dude, and he's been consistent. That's all I ask out of any man. Be consistent with me. Even if you're an asshole, be an asshole all the time, and then I can deal with you.
Yeah.
You know, but be consistent. So he's been consistent with me, and I'll continue to say good stuff about him until he do something fucked up to him.
And then call me and we'll talk about it.
We're
gonna talk about him. Yeah, no, I really like Michael Bazin, and I like what he's doing, and I like the things that he's trying to affect. When he first came out, for me, it was just like, all right, because, you know, he was talking about the Maintenance Man and the Naked Twister and all kinds of stuff. I didn't really know where it was going. But, I mean, the more he started to get into our issues and the more that he started to get political, I started to understand that he was obviously a necessary voice for me and my generation and for, I mean, for everybody, just for the black community, period, because of the fact that he talks about things that we want to talk about. He talks about our issues, and I may not always agree with what he has to say, and I may not always, you know, like what he has going on, but I mean, I do love the fact that he stays true to what he feels, and if he feels a way about something or he feels something, he'll say it, and I mean, I respect that, and I respect any black man being able to go out there and take a stand.
Exactly, and that's what I was going to say. All our, especially our radio personalities, all of them have relevant voices, from Steve Harvey to Monique, who was the first woman in syndication, to even like a Ricky Smiley. I mean, you know, I really try to, you know, lend my ear to all of them. You know what? I like Wendy Williams. I like Charlamagne.
I love,
you know,
Wendy. I love that.
Charlamagne is the one person I want to meet, because he seemed like the realest dude on radio.
Who would go to the middle when we do it all?
More than
just you.
Calling it, don't matter
so
what we
do. You wanna just be friends,
and all you gotta do is take it off.
Take off your coat.
Subway on my way to Brooklyn. Hello, good looking. Is this seat tookin' on the A train? Picking at a brain. I couldn't get a number, I couldn't get a name. I said I still like your style of fashion, but I hate your hostility attitude with a passion. Is it because brothers like a hawk a lot? Is it because you shine, don't chalk a lot? She turned away, no play. I said, okay, you don't really look good. I hope you have a bad day. Sat back, relaxed, though the vibe was tight. I was thinking of the rhymes I wrote last night. Next stop was mine, a familiar scene. I was meeting my friend Killer Ben from Fort Greene, where the girls are real. They tell you how they feel. If you're soft, you're soft. If you're hard like steel. See, I don't bend, and I won't rust, and I don't break, and I won't bust. Stomped up the street, and did I hear a treat? Hard high heels tapping on the concrete. I took a peek, and was the girl from the train behind me? Did she live in the area? Was she trying to find me? I didn't wanna play myself out, I played it all. Stopped, then I bought again a style. Now was she shy? She didn't walk by. She came in the store, and she even said hi. Curiosity at a high velocity. Maybe possibly she had the hot for me. I said, if we're playing games, then we're gonna play mine. I'ma lay the rules, cause it ain't much time. If you hide your feelings, it ain't hard to find. I wanna know what's on your mind. About a week went by and I called her.
Hello.
I said, yo, could I speak to her? She said, no way, yo, I know I didn't call. I didn't wanna stress you. Go out my way to impress you, press to undress you. See, I wanna get to know you so I can show you what a strong relationship you grow to. But you gotta trust me and you're gonna love me. Squeeze the phone and hug me. Use your mind to rub me. Now how does it feel with my mental? Massage your temple. Telephone's hot from the vibes that I sent you. And tell me your inner thoughts and deepest emotions. Next you see ecstasies, explosions. Now I'm coming to see you, to spend some time. I'm a romantic warrior, but is it a crime? And if you hide your feelings, it ain't hard to find. I wanna know what's on your mind. I wanna know what's on your mind. Now it's been months and it's smooth and lovely. I'm in your head so you'll be thinking of me. So we met in Queens and went to Valley Streams. And I couldn't remember the movie we just seen. But it's Wednesday, take the train uptown. High to 125th Street Sound. Amateur night show time of the Apollo. Probably be watching Bill Cosby tomorrow. Then after that, get into it. I mean intimate. Every word is an instrument, making sounds and tones and songs and moans. My lips so close to your ear, it's like headphones. She smiled and said, you never know what the day will bring. It's always a new song to sing. The next day I went back to arrest. Knocked on the door, intentions finesse. She let me in and had nothing but a negligee on. Smelling like Liz Claiborne. I sat down and got comfortable and watched her Huxtable. She sat next to me and said, what's up with you? I got the feeling for sexual healing and mental healing. Now how you feeling? She caught the effect and said she feel the same. Could you massage my intellect and stop the pain? Desire's yearning, the fire's burning. You're hot cause it's a lot you're learning. Now I'm ready to explore your inner world. It takes a long time cause I'm just beginning, girl. Shake it easy, cut off the TV, cut off the lights. Use your mind to see me, use your physical form if I'm hard to find. Cause now I know what's on your mind.
Okay, first of all, let's talk about the MySpace. How the hell, your MySpace, yes, because you know I had to go on it. You might as well give the address out so that people can go to it.
My MySpace, Rodney Perry, is MySpace, you know, .com/Rodney Perry.
I was looking at the MySpace and I see that you have Rodney King as your friend?
Rodney King is my friend.
And he's like in your top. Like, I don't even know where in the hell I am on your page. Well, whatever, that's a dumb another story. But how is it that
I have a second page too, Rodney Perry Comedian, and that's the one that has Rodney Perry on.
Okay. Yeah, I went I went to your first page and then I clicked on it and I saw the Rodney King on the second page.
Right,
so
I see
you Rodney's have to stick together.
So what I actually did a play with him and he was cool as shit.
Really?
He still kind of punched on though, because he's slurring a little bit. And you can tell he's been through that situation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot I even knew Rodney King.
How do you forget that you know Rodney King?
You know, you deal with so many people in L.A., man. You know, it come and go. And, you know, it ain't like I talk to the nigga every day.
Well, yeah. I guess so. Speaking of niggas that I don't want to talk to every day. So, you know, they had Hip Hop Honors a few days ago. And, I got to meet your boy Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav! You talking about Flavor Flav, the most attractive man in Hollywood, right? Here's a question, Nikita Banks. If you had an opportunity to be on his show, would you do it first?
Do what first?
Do, like, the show, you know, the Flavor Love.
Oh, I thought you meant do it as in him. Ooh, okay.
No.
Would I be on Flavor of Love as to date Flavor Flav? Hell no.
Yeah.
No.
No?
No. No. No, I'm my hand to God on everything I love. I would never be on that show. First of all,
would you kiss Flavor Flav?
No. No.
$1 million?
For $1 million? Oh, I love me some money. Oh, I'm mad you even asked me this. I love me some money, but I don't know. I
the answer is yes.
No, wait a minute, because maybe if I didn't see him the other day, I saw him with my eyes, and
right.
I looked at his face, and I smelled his body and his breath. That's like asking me if I would make out with a homeless man for $1 million. I'm serious. Like, that's
okay.
As serious as what you just asked me. It depends on what the homeless man look like. I'm not even gonna lie.
Hilarious.
I mean, I give crazy respect to New York.
This is a question, though. Hey, this is the question, Max. Were there girls on him, though?
You know what? There was a female rapper. I don't want to say her name, but she looks crazy.
Oh, that bitch. I need to know who she is.
She looks crazy, and she acts crazier. We stay from Brooklyn, and I'm gonna leave it at that.
Okay.
But she was literally leading him through the bar so that he could go to her and she could take, like, paparazzi pictures.
Oh, some publicity, though. She wasn't really getting that.
No, but outside of that, like, it was more of an intimate affair. What really did shock me, though, because there was a lot of young Hollywood in there. I can't think of his name. Frederico from Ugly Betty. I just know he plays Gio in Ugly Betty, and he played on 6 Feet Under on HBO. But he was in there. Yeah, he was in there the other night, and he's like my height, poor baby. He kept looking at my booty.
He's a midget.
Yeah, he's like my height. And Zach Braff from Clubs was in there. They were like really excited to meet Flavor Flav.
Well, you know, I mean, all jokes aside, Flavor Flav is an icon. You know what I'm saying? He's a rap icon. He's a part of one of the best rap groups of all time. You know, social commentary. You know, I can't do nothing for you, man. So, I mean,
I was a fan of his music. I would say that. I mean, I loved I Can't Do Nothing For You, Man. I love 911 as a joke. I mean, I love what he contributed to the music. I just don't appreciate the buffoonery that he contributes to TV.
Is it really buffoonery? I remember, I was taking acting class in L.A., right? And Flavor Flav and my acting coach, Tasha Smith, who you may remember from the Tyler Perry movie,
right.
Put her on the map. And so her and Flav go way back. And when I tell you, this dude was down to his last pair of jeans, his last shirt, and he was, you know, he was struggling. And he told us, like, that night, he's like, you know, I got a possible deal to do this little show. I don't know what's going to happen with it. It's kind of reality. It's kind of, you know, he was telling us about it. I remember this so vividly. And I remember thinking to myself, this nigga's in trouble because he was looking bad. And to see him rebound from that is, to me, like a success story. I don't think it's necessarily buffoonery what he's doing. I think it's filling the void. And his show is what Jerry Springer was to that generation. you know.
But I just don't like. Have I watched it? Of course I've watched it. But to me,
it's like watching a train wreck.
Yeah, when the girl poops on herself though,
oh.
That's when I had to give it up. Like, that's when I was like, you know what, I'm out. I can't do this. But speaking of Flavor of Love, I Love New York was clearly the winner. The chick New York. She made me be ashamed that I'm from New York, but thank God I'm from New York City. And she's from New York State, because she's from nowhere around here. But
oh, she's not.
No, but she really turned that into an opportunity for herself to get to where she needed to get.
She parlayed that so gangster. She's a perfect example for a person to go, you can be in a situation and not necessarily win, but win.
Oh, she won.
She won it in, like, such a big way, and she's, like, super-duper, like, she's cool, and I don't know her personally, but I got friends of mine that have done events with her and know her. They say she's, like, the sweetest person in the world, but she is that crazy bitch you see on TV. She's definitely that.
Speaking of crazy bitches, somebody that you and I both have met in the past, you call Omarosa.
Omarosa is a friend of mine. She's on my Facebook. You know, I've had conversations with Omarosa. I actually like Omarosa.
You know what? I met her when I was in Vegas. I was with another comedian and his publicist. And, I was with Jay. You know Jay, right? Phillips. Jay Phillips, yeah.
Yeah, that's my dude, yeah. Jay Phillips from the movie Semi-Pro.
Uh-huh.
He's got a new TV show coming out this year on TV, too. Yeah, he got a
and he was also in Baby Mama, Christina Faye. Yeah. Happened to bump into Jay, and Jay was with Guy Tori and Joe Tori, and their publicist was with Omarosa. So that's how I ended up getting to meet her. I don't know her, but she seemed like she was very nice. We had like maybe a conversation or two. But she seemed like she was...
She's really smart. She's really engaging. She's got some surgical enhancements. She got the new breasts since she's been to Hollywood. And she's so gangster. This is what I like about her. She said, Roddy Perry, reality is the best thing ever happened to me. If you listen to this interview, you say, man, I would let have Omarosa come to my event. She will come. And it won't cost you an arm and a leg either. Omarosa is all about getting that paper, man. And she's so gangster that way. You know, I just respect what she do. You know, and, you know, there's a lot of guys that talk about her, say she ain't cute or whatever. That'll hit it. And
okay, well, we're going to get to that in a minute. Because you realize that she is now in development, allegedly. We're doing the show for VH1 to do I Wanna Date Omarosa. So if anybody out there wants to get on, it may be a chance for you to get on. Literally. So,
Literally.
I'm just like, how is it that if New York, she thinks she wanna be an actress allegedly. We'll probably see her back on VH1 soon. But in the season finale of I Love New York, because I like that show, I watched it. She turned down chance to do I Love New York 3. So allegedly, Omarosa is doing her show. If New York allowed Omarosa to steal her thunder?
That's the thing. Omarosa is Omarosa, and Omarosa was in reality before New York. This is the thing. You got to keep your shelf life going.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a brand for her, and I don't think that she has the luxury of not doing nothing.
Well, speaking of reality stars and speaking of I Love New York, Jennifer Hudson, who my friend says is not attractive at all. But,
get out of here. Jennifer Hudson can get it from Rock Spirit.
Well, I saw Jennifer Hudson the other morning on Good Morning America, and she was singing. First of all, immediately, she needs a stylist because her fashion sense, and I know she's a Chicago girl, but her fashion sense is off.
You know what? I agree. I'm not really crazy. Even in her videos, you know, I think her problem is she's not really comfortable with her body. Like, say, for instance, like a Monique. Monique is a big girl, but Monique rocks
it sexy care.
Always.
Yeah.
But I don't think that she's really that character from the movie. You know what I mean? That character that really ain't comfortable inside her own skin. And to be honest, I ain't really crazy about her voice.
I love her voice. I think that she could. I think that she could blow. I think that she could sing. And after
she could sing, but she don't sing like nigga songs. You know what I'm saying?
That's not her fault. That's not her fault. I think because of the range of her voice and because of the richness of her voice, I think that she needs to pick her songs a lot more wisely. whoever's in her camp, maybe they don't sexy her up. It seems like because of her size, because of that, I think they kind of play down her sexuality. Like, I want to see Jennifer Hudson be sexy.
I agree. And this is the thing about sexy. Sexy ain't necessarily about the way you look. Sexy is a state of mind. So to be a sexy person, I mean, just as a woman, how many dudes you done been with that ain't been the most attractive dude in the room, but it was something about that mother that drew you in. So his sexy was on, his sexy might have been a 10 when his look might have been a 5. And men gravitate to that as well. Don't get me wrong, I like Jennifer Hudson. I think she's sexy. We were talking about her clothes. I don't think she connected with her physical. People have all kind of baggage they carry with their body, and I don't think she's comfortable with her body.
Needless to say, she got a man who's a Harvard grad, I believe it is, David. She likes to call him. She doesn't like to call him Punk from the I Love New York show.
Oh yeah, but they say he might be a fruit loop though. That's what I keep hearing about him.
Okay, I always thought that because he has a little bit too much curly and greasy in his hair.
Yeah, he got too much juices and berries. Now I just Googled her. I pulled up some images, and she is some fly stuff. She is fly.
Okay.
You know, now these plaid boots and some bullshit she got on now. Everything I see, I'm looking at her pictures. Now she cold.
Okay.
Little fly, we can get it.
But how many ugly girls you gave it to, Randy? Like,
see, this is the thing about her. I like people that like
me. Needless to say, congratulations. So she is getting married to Punk from I Love New York. And allegedly, well, not allegedly, because I'll see the picture, so is Niecy Nash. Niecy Nash is also getting engaged to...
get out of here.
The Woods.
You know, Niecy Nash and I are friends.
I love Niecy Nash. I love her enthusiasm.
You know, she's got a new show coming out, too.
Her show is coming on Fox.
Yeah, she got it. I heard it's a hot show. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. Hopefully it catches on. You know, it's so hard for a black show to really catch on, but it's not a black show.
It's not a black show. Because it's her. Yes, yep.
Niecy is getting married. Now, I did see Niecy. She came to my comedy show in L.A. With the guy. And he was kind of muffled around.
Yep, that's him.
And, she just got a divorce.
I know this.
You know, she's a mother. She's got a couple of kids.
Okay, well, okay, about her show.
That is
him. Since I'm online and you're online. After just 3 episodes, Fox has decided to end its freshman sitcom, Do Not Disturb.
Get out of here.
So, she didn't make it.
That they didn't move on that. And he needs to put up his shirt.
Well, I guess that's what she like, but yeah. And I mean, she got quite a ring. Let's hope he bought it and she didn't.
Now I can't do nothing for you. that weighs a ton. Can't face my facts that's on the shelf, cause you want a handout for your wealth. Eating welfare turkey out the can. I can't do nothing for you, man. I can't do nothing for you, man. You want $6 for what? I can't do nothing for you, man. You better, man, kiss my butt. I can't do nothing for you, man. I'm busy trying to do for me. I can't do nothing for you, man. That's the way the ball bounces, G. Face for your face, yo, man. Face for your face. I can't do nothing. Face for your face. Nothing for you. Face for your face. I tried to tell you. Rap that shit, homie. Yo, J. Rap that shit, homie. Let's sing. Rap that shit, homie. I ain't trying to hear. Rap that shit, homie. I ain't trying to hear that. Kick that shit. You on welfare. Kick that shit. Your mother got gold nipples. Kick that shit. You got a rip in
your ass. Players, see, love the way you compliment my style. Though you may end up being my only girl, cause when you're with me, you're my whole world. Like when it's just me and you, vibe is crazy between us two. You're my homie, my lover, and even my friend. Now I've said this before, I'ma say it again. Now here is the situation. I like what we've got happening, and I don't want nothing coming in between both me and you. And I let you be lieutenant, and you let me be captain. Tell me if that's
super fly chick, my personal superstar. Super fly chick,
you know you make me my entourage.
Yeah, yeah,
I can take this very far.
Super fly chick,
you're a star in your own right. At times you steal the whole spotlight. I don't mind, girl, you're fine. Put a smile on my face. Besides, who want a chick that no dude chase? Sometimes I know you're unsure. Wonder if this will end up.
Don't make me make a promise that I can't keep.
Cause it's cool how it is. Let's not complicate things, girl. Here is the situation. I like what we've got happening, and I don't want nothing coming in between both me and you. I'll let you be lieutenant if you let me be captain. Tell me if that's cool. Oh, girl, I want you to be my
entourage.
Super fly. Yeah.
just like music.
To relax my mind so I can be free and absorb the sound that keep me round, doing my thing constantly with no worries. Peace to keep Murray.
Just like music.
To keep me flowing, to keep me going, to keep me growing, to keep me to eat from knowing what happens out there is not my concern. You wanna die, it's not my turn.
Just like music.
To do something to me like jumping the Mercedes on the highway, doing over 80 without music, baby.
Ow! Just like music.
Make me call my homie on the phone like there's something new out that got me in the zone. Just that feeling got me. I wish music can adopt me.
Just like music.
With my woman, got me in the ear singing sweet nothings. Make love come out the mouth, no frontin', like all of a sudden.
Just like music.
Taking away your worries and cares. Any problems, music will be right there. Together match, yo, we a perfect pair. Is that true, Marvin?
Yeah, music.
Yo, to get you the bangness, body soul snatcher, universal language, it be the light. So open up, this is it. What the f?
Just like music.
One fly tune to have black and white vibe in one room. No confrontation, poly all night. It's just a sensation.
Just like music.
Music.
Chances as a single woman, I think to myself, you know, damn it, look at everything that Halle Berry has been through. If I was in the room with Halle Berry, and I'm dead ass straight, I loves me some men, but if I was in the room with Halle Berry and she came on to me, she might have to get it. Like, she's
wait a minute, Halle Berry can get it.
I'm not saying that I would know what I was doing. I'm not saying what it she gonna actually get. But I do believe that Halle Berry, I think she's a beautiful woman. So I think sometimes when I look at her and her difficulties in relationship, I'd be like, well, I don't have a chance in the world if somebody can't look at Halle Berry and be like, you know what I'm saying, and find her as beautiful and attractive.
This is the reality. This is the reality. Looks fade. And not to say that the person that looks beautiful, they stop looking beautiful, but when you're in it with somebody and you're dealing with them day to day and they strip their makeup and the real life kick in, then the playing field is even. You know, don't get me wrong, Halle Berry is cold. Halle Berry been cold for years, you know. But we both know people that's just as fine as Halle Berry and got the same problem. So when you walk around and you got issues, we don't know a lot about her, really. If you haven't been intimate with her, you don't know emotionally how unstable she is. I've heard stories that she's not that good in bed. And you know, that it's some funny looking girls with them club foot that
turn it out.
You know, so maybe that's an issue for her, or maybe she went through something that don't let her become as intimate as she would like to be. I don't know what it is. I don't know her. I'm speculating. But you know, if Halle Berry gave me some rhythm, I might have to put my wife on the phone until it's over. Sunshine.
Let's hope your wife ain't listening though.
Nah, she my wife don't give a damn though. What's the deal with Beyonce, sister?
Why would she go outside with that feather on her head?
You know, I mean, I thought that was part of her weed. So let me get this. First of all, Solange got the new record out. It's kind of like, what's my girl, the rehab girl? What's her name?
Amy Winehouse.
Kind of like an Amy Winehouse feel, because it's like old school, like 50s. To me, she's still in Beyonce's shadow. And, you know, I don't know, she wanted to go to Germany or something, or Japan or something, to break out of, you know, and become a star somewhere else. You know, I don't know about Solange. I did a movie with her. I did a movie called Johnny Family Vacation. She's super nice. She was super cool. And she really seems like she's becoming a woman now, you know. But she's going too far to the left to make us think she's not Beyonce now. It's like she's talking about on her record she smoked weed and this and that. And it's like, you know, you can't change your squeaky clean image.
You know what? I think to me she seems to have like almost a middle child syndrome.
Yeah,
because it seems like she needs so much attention, and I've listened to her when she came to New York to promote for her record, and a lot of people were like, okay, yeah, the record's cool, but what's going on with Beyonce and Jay-Z? So it's just like, well, God, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a life, but with all of that said, I really think she needs to get a nose job. I think if she goes the Ashley Simpson's route, because if you put pictures of her and Beyonce side by side, their looks are not that far removed.
No. She's like, this picture you sent me, she's beautiful. I love this picture. I mean, even it was, you know, except for the feather going across the top of her damn head, but her face is, yeah, she's definitely Beyonce's sister. Her problem for black folks, I think, for me, is she just not as thick as Beyonce. So she has a more leaner frame, and which will be in her favor in the long run of life. But she might have to wait for 10 years for that to kick in.
Oh, I know, because mine is just starting to kick in.
Yeah, when you going through a body board, I tell all my, when I play colleges, I tell these young dudes, I say, walk past the big girl right now. Get you a nice little slim one and watch her grow into a body by the time she hits 30.
Do you see Michelle's? I was speaking of skinny. The pictures of Michelle Williams?
She is small. I just did an interview with her. You know, I do a show on Sirius Satellite, Fox Soul 106, Jamie Foxx Network, on Speedy's Comedy Corner. We tape on Wednesdays, and we had Michelle in the studio this past Wednesday. She is very small, but she was so cool and, you know, very nice. She's got a brand new album coming out. I get it dropped Tuesday, and it's not gospel.
Right. I've
no,
heard some of it.
It's R&B. I heard it's hot. It's kind of, she says it's a lot of, it's dance. It's like a dance album. So, I don't know. You know, again, she's another person that's in Beyonce's shadow, but I think she's more comfortable being in the background.
Well, it's different from her, because that's a shadow that she can actually step out of. You know what I'm saying? It just depends on if all of them leave Matthew Knowles alone. I mean,
what's wrong with
you? I'm just saying, to me, it's a conflict of interest. He's not gonna let nobody out. I'm just saying, he's not gonna allow anybody to outshine his daughter. I just don't see that. Okay, we gonna get into that in a minute. Yeah. So allegedly, your man Terrence, Mr. Baby Wipe, as we like to call him, You know what that's about, right?
Whatever.
Okay, so basically, allegedly, no, because I heard him say it. He did say it. He said that if you would like to keep your body fresh after letting it, allowing it to do its business, you need to wipe
after
with the...
you do-do,
you need,
wipe up with the baby wipe.
You need to wipe with a baby wipe. So your man Charlamagne of the Wendy Williams Show, he asked him, do you use tissue in conjunction with the baby wipe? This is kind of nasty, graphic, but he said he likes to use baby wipes. So then Charlamagne said, well, with your long fingers and baby wipes, it's not a good mix,
okay,
which I think is
this is disgusting. This is going down a road I don't want to be a part of.
Which I think
first
is disgusting.
You're not allowed to comment on a man's length of his fingers.
Well, actually, it's Wendy's show, so I'm sure that it's something that she brought up. But he does have long fingernails and the perm and, somewhat of a pimp mentality. Have you heard his music?
I haven't heard his album, but I know he flipped that guitar solo in The Best Man, and I'm a big fan of this guy. I mean, he's not my friend, but I've been around him. He's kind of a weird dude, but at the
to
same time,
least.
He's like, he's cool as shit though. He's like almost intimidatingly cool, and I remember being impressed with him because he's one of those guys that could communicate with anybody. My boy did the swimming movie, Alfonso. My boy was one of the kids in the movie about swimming that he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he was like a super cool guy. So that's all I can judge him on right now. But you know, he still got the little Michael Evans in the front. You know what I'm saying?
Widow speak, yeah. Okay.
Players Lounge.
This is a Jibberjack track, man. I can't sit back and let this moment slip away. Cause I got my eye on see you looking over your shoulder. Let me make my way over. Excuse me, Miss Lady, how you doing? Your body looking right, you're the type I like and I'm pursuing. Can I get a little closer so I can get to know you and exchange names and things before the night is over? All I really want is you to back it up, go and put your weight on it. Cause it's all over. All I really want is
baddest in America. Give me 16 bars and you know I tear up. Know it's me when you see the sperm in your area. And she call me all night cause you can't get it up. On my neck, on my wrist, everything is lit it up. Drinking bottles of that clique till I spit it up. Only getting one life, so you gotta live it up. Hey.
To the dealer, you know I cop that.
What's that?
Brand new Rory and the roof drop back.
60.
Came through Harlem like the rooftop back.
Ayo.
Money in the bank, man, you know I stop that.
Stop that, stop that, stop that.
Now we try to get up in the club. Try to tell me no, cause I'm rolling with the thugs.
You got money, bitch.
Show a flash a couple of dollars. Yep. Told him we only want tables and we buying out the bottles. But y'all know the order. Told him 10 rosés and a few cold waters.
Right.
Trony trone and a cup of the lemons.
Go.
$10,000 stuffed up in my denims.
What else?
Standing on couches, couple of women.
Hey, baby.
We was balling hard, it was just the knife in it.
Early.
I told Shorty we could be friends.
Yep.
And your friends can meet my friends.
What else?
And we can do this on a weekday. Yeah. Or on a weekday.
Oh.
We can do this on the freeway. Go. Get it in the freeway. Shit, you can get it all three ways.
Oh.
Blackberry two ways. Souped up cars on the doo-way,
yep.
We superstars, no Lupe. We can do this like a duet.
Oh.
Y'all be the singers, I'm the mic. Wait, let me dim the lights.
Oh.
This was in the car while I was stopping at the light.
Take that.
See you work, see you dance, without no shirt, without those pants.
Pop champagne, ain't a damn thing changed.
Spray it in the air, make it champagne rain. Buckets of ice, keep the champagne cool. Mommy got a body, see that damn thing move. But it's no sex in the champagne room, says who? Baby, I break all rules. Bring it here and I'll break all few. She see me in VIP and wanna break on through. When she with you, she lying, you bet she fake it. When she with me, she like it, she never fake it.
She might want to holler at you.
And Jada Pinkett might could get it too. I don't know now. The way I already told you, I told you the last time. The way things are going with me,
Don't switch teams on us now.
Listen, I'm like one bad date away from lesbianism. Just give me one bad date.
What?
And my name will be Ellen.
Hilarious. So if you could pick, would it be Hallie or you would like the beautiful girl? Like what I don't get is like the girl that become a lesbian.
I don't like that.
It look like a dude.
I don't like you that. Know? I don't like that rough kind of butch kind of Rosie O'Donnell kind of woman. I mean, I first of all, I don't even like when, I mean, we get into intimate, but I don't really like when men go down there really. So I
gave it some thought though.
Huh?
It sounds like you gave it some thought.
No, because you know men. I like, I've had a man before ask me, hey, you know, if I was to invite another woman into our bedroom, what would you do? And I told him, I said, well, you might as well add a fourth person and then we just play safe because you barely handling me. This is what we do. You start handling me and then we can start thinking about adding other people, okay? But wow. Until then, let's just stay with the status quo.
Like, oh God.
This?
You trying to break a nigga. You trying to break a motherfucking self esteem down. How you like that, goddamn?
Right. I know, right? But no, after that I had to let him go. What's up with your man Cat Williams? Could you please explain, speaking of pimp?
Well, you know, Cat Williams, you know, he's always trying to make a statement. He did that picture with the noose, and it got a lot of, you know, yeah, they actually had him on CNN talking about it. And, you know, Cat is one of those guys that do stuff everything he do is calculated. So if you see something like that, he's really shooting for some attention that day, and he got it. You know, a lot of people was tripping off of him, man. Over the last 3 years, he's toured more. He did more tour dates than anybody. He's doing 100 dates a year.
Wow.
And last year, you know, and this is from his mouth, he told me he had a nervous breakdown during the last tour.
Have you seen this episode, this seasonal or cycle of America's Top Model? Probably not on your radar.
I heard about it. My wife was telling me about it. They have a transsexual on the show. Now, how do that work? Like, you're a fashion person. Is it cool to have a man mixed in? If I was a model, I would be offended.
Personally, me, if I was a model and I was sent away before the man got sent away,
that would be whack, huh?
I think I would be messed up. Like, damn, y'all kept a man in the competition longer than you kept me, and I'm a beautiful woman. And I think I believe that she's still on the show. I really don't really watch. I've caught a couple of episodes, but
right.
I think she's still on. She's still on the show.
Do she share a room with them, just like she was a girl?
I believe that she do, but she don't want they goodies. I mean, she has a little bit of chest, so maybe she's taking hormones. But I've spoken to a transgender person before.
Now speaking of that, they had the guy from Puffy's reality show. You know, I Want to Be Puffy's assistant. It was a transsexual on there.
Right. But he looked like
a man. Yeah, he looked like
he wasn't
looked
no
like
surprise.
He didn't even shave his mustache to do it. No, this
Well, this one right here, she looks a little bit more feminine. But speaking of Puffy, allegedly, according to MediaTakeout.com, Diddy label Sean John is in serious talks with her to have her, him, it, she, to be one of their models.
Really?
That's
get
what
out of here.
Media Takeout says. So
that's crazy. What do you look like? I haven't seen him. You know, once I heard about it, I was like, I don't want to be a part of it. Okay.
He's not bad looking, but you know, I wouldn't think he's beautiful. He acts like a man. He acts like a man, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like when he talks or whatever, when panel comes, in this picture, like he had his legs crossed. So they were saying that, you know, it was why would you have your legs crossed? You look so uncomfortable. But I'm in a bathing suit and I have a dingling.
Wow.
I didn't. Let's get into Neo. Because I need you as a man to explain that to me.
Now, what is. Maybe he's doing the centipede. But if you're listening, Neo is laying on his stomach.
No, they could be watching.
His head is up. His leg is up in the back. You know I'm a Neo fan.
And his lips are very greasy. And the picture is attributed to Giant magazine. So if you're taking a photo for Giant or Giant photo, like what, like?
Man. I think Neo not gay, but the arrows be pointing to this nigga.
Come and spend a little time. She got her own thing. herself. I look at her and it makes me proud. There's something about her. There's something oh so sexy about. Kind of woman that don't even need my help. She says she got it, no doubt. There's something about her. Cause she work like a boss, play like a boss. Car and a crib, she about to pay them both off. Everything to say, don't worry, I got it. And everything she got, best believe she bought it. She gon' steal my heart, ain't no doubt about it. Girl, you're everything I need. I said you're everything I need. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Special right here. Excuse the marijuana. Just trying to enjoy myself. We got some gangsters in the house, too. Come on.
I got a bunch of dollars I can spend them on her.
Might be in the quadruport or the new white BM home from FAMU with a gorgeous face. Next semester she transferred to Florida State. Cooking like home ec for financial aid. I held her down, she had problems with financial aid. Remember, meantime my finance is straight. I even opened up the door to the financial states. She used to fight with her mom till I sat them both down. Now she tight with her mom. Yeah, I put the ice on her arm. Now she knows she getting sliced, spending nights in Milan. We still blow weed together. Cheated on her, but we still gon' be together. Put the house on the water, hit the beach whenever. She from the north and still can't believe the weather.
I got a bunch of dollars, I can spend them on her.
For that other one, you got the best. The previous was a test for you, now you're in the big league. A black Steinbrenner, who wouldn't wanna play for me? Your last man was a chump, and you can tell him I said it. He was talking loud at first, but you can see that he dead it. You can see I ain't sweating. Hell, I call him up myself and tell him how you can get it. No, please, don't confuse me, miss. I'm trying to see how I can put you on my Christmas list. I hope you ain't offended by this, but I think your ass fine as shit. And that's straight up real talk. All bullshit aside, she replied, I like to do the wild thing. Took place at my place, not my place, it's her place.
Yeah. I got a bunch of dollars, I can spend them on her. No, she can be my lady, she can be my lover. Tell me on a late night, get right, he ain't acting right. Every superwoman needs a superman. Yeah, I am.
Mo better. Mo cheddar, knock the man off your clothesline sweater. Ho getter, gorilla, fuck chauffeurs, I went and got mo killers. I rock with niggas like Fabulous. Cause to tell the truth, baby, life fabulous.
but you make it look glamorous. Your spaghetti strap heels not for amateurs. Wrist quite rocky, talk like Foxy, job like Roxy, spark that broccoli, walk quite Aki, that means sexy. I will save you if you let me fly with me, get high as me. A lot of alphabets, girl, I'm a G. Time will tell, Rolex watches, we show stoppers, hoes just watching.
I got a bunch of dollars, I can spend them on her. No, she can be my lady, she can be my lover. Call me on a late night, get right, he ain't acting right. Every superwoman needs a superman.
Up with my man, Mr. Perry. He has to go.
Okay, well, thanks for being on the show. And I would love
Thank you for having me. I really like it.
Oh, thanks. We love having you. Now, this show is actually going to be a two-part show. So, so Rodney and I covered a lot of ground. We talked about a lot of things that I wasn't able to keep putting into this show right here. But there's going to be another show where I'm going to upload the photos so you'll be able to see exactly what we're talking about, who we're talking about, and what we're commenting on, because we got into a whole lot of stuff, okay? Special shout out to everybody who's been tuning in to the lounge, and special shout out as well to those of you who have subscribed. When I first thought about doing this show, I figured that only, you know, two of my friends maybe listen, but I can't believe that I have thousands of people listening to the show right now, and that's a big, big deal. So keep it up. Thank you for supporting me, and keep hitting up my pages, and I'll email you back or whatever. Also, we have a phone line, okay? So I can give you the number so you can call in, because the show is ever evolving, it's ever changing. When it gets to the points when I know in advance who I'm going to interview and those type of things, you can call in and ask them questions or suggest questions that I can ask them through email or the voicemail or whatever, and I would greatly appreciate it. At the end of the day, I want this to be more of an interactive show, but we're only 3 episodes in, so let's see where it takes us. But like, I really truly appreciate you guys rocking with me, and I hope that you guys will keep tuning in, all right? Also, if you want more information about Rodney Perry, you'll be able to hit him up at his MySpace. He gave it out. I believe it's www.myspace.com/Rodney Perry. Or you can hit him up on his website, with that's www.rodneyperry.com, okay? And as always, hit me up on my MySpace, www.myspace.com/playersloungeonline, or the website at www.theplayersloungeonline.com. So have a great week, have a good day, stay good, stay safe, stay blessed. One. Players Lounge.